The Hable One, it's Hable, like table, but with an H. Hable space O-N-E, that's the name of it. And what it is a rectangular plastic box. It's about 4 inches from side to side, 2.5 inches high and an inch thick. It has a Braille keypad on it. It has dots 1 through 6 are round keys, and then dot 7 is on the left and dot 8 is on the right. And it has an on-off switch, and that's all that's on it. There's a wrist strap, but that's all. And the purpose of this device is to be able to operate a smartphone, either an Android phone or an iPhone, without touching the phone. Who would want to use something like this? It would be particularly useful for someone who has dexterity issues. They have enough dexterity to type on a Braille keyboard, but not enough to manage the taps and gestures on an iPhone. They would be able to use this device. I really don't know of much of anything that you can't do on this thing except talk. It doesn't have anything else on it but a Braille keypad and an off and on switch. So there's no Braille display, nothing like this. The way you hold it is you hold it upright so that the off on switch is facing up, and the Braille keypad is actually facing away from you, which is where your fingers naturally go. Oh. So on your left, you've got dots 1, 2, 3 with your index, middle, and ring finger. On the right, you got dots 4, 5, 6. And a little further over to the left is the dot 7, which is also the backspace. And to the right is the enter key. It's not the enter key, it's dot 8, and it's used for a bunch of things. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about how this works, except to say that, for example, if you want to unlock your iPhone, you turn the device on, you get a couple of little vibrations that let you know it's on. I don't know if you could hear that, but if I hold in the letter H, Braille H, for a couple of seconds, I get a vibration, and my phone first says face ID, and then after a couple of seconds, it comes up with enter your password. And to enter my password, I have to enter a Braille number sign and then the 4 digits of my password. And once I do that, the phone's unlocked. I can move around using various combinations of keys. For example, if I want to move forward through my list of apps or icons, I would hold down dot 7 with my left hand and start tapping dot 8 until I get to the one I want. When I get to the app that I want to open, I would simply hit dots 7 and 8 together, and that will open the app. And when I'm all done with that app and want to go back to the main screen, I would hold the H in again for home. And there are a lot of commands. There's a bit of a learning curve, but the commands are very logical. For example, if you want to move, it always involves dot 7. So if I hold in dot 7 and I press dot 4 and keep tapping it, it goes one letter at a time. If I keep tapping dot 5, it goes one word at a time. So there is logic to it. And if I want to go backward, I still use dot 7 and dot 4, but this time I hold the dot 4 in and I tap the dot 7, and it'll go back one character at a time.
That's interesting. It reminds me of the Orbit Writer.
I'm not familiar with the Orbit Writer, but I've read on the Hable One website, which could be a little biased, they had someone say, I like this much better than the Orbit Writer. And I don't know about other things. I've used something called, what was that one called? It was around a long time ago, Rivo. That one I disliked immensely. There was a real learning curve with that, and there didn't seem to be a logic to it. But with this thing, there is. I can tell you this. I got it, and I was supposed to show it to somebody and demonstrate it. I read the documentation for 30 minutes, and I'm not a fast learner. But by then, I was able to get in the car with this thing and sit there and check my bank account balance and open up a music app and play music on it. You can start and stop the song and move forward through the songs and so on. I was able to send a couple of text messages and an email, all with a half hour of training. So it's really very easy to learn. It's a bit more complicated when you get into the higher level commands, such as, okay, how do I do a magic tap, which is a 2-finger double tap on the iPhone? There is a way to do that. How do I use the rotor? Yes, you can do it, but you have to learn the keystrokes for it. And the more I used it, I found the easier it was for me to remember some of those keystrokes. That's basically what it is. It costs $350. There is a web page you can go to, which is www.myhable.com/home, and that will get you to all the details on it. The guy who produced this device is in Holland, and his name is Frake. It rhymes with Drake, Frake, but it's spelled F-R-E-A-K, so he doesn't like to be called Freak, though. I can't imagine why. I think this device is nice. It's a lot of money, $350, but considering that even people who don't know Braille are buying this thing and learning just enough Braille characters to be able to do the commands. Like they'll learn H, and they'll learn if you hold the letter B in for a couple of seconds, that's the back command. And there are lots of others that are very simple to use. So that's basically it. That's all I have to say about it.
You can use it as a keyboard to type your text messages and posts that you might do with it and all that stuff.
Yes, not only can you type them, but you can edit them too. You can go back a word or character at a time and change something if you want to. As I understand it, it's not dependent on the Braille module that exists within the iPhone. It has its own translator built in. You can switch from grade 1 to grade 2 Braille, and everything that you write is just typical Braille. So if you're writing a capital, it's .6. It's very easy for good Braille readers and writers to learn to use.
I just purchased one of these, Jerry, a while ago, and a friend of mine told me that when she got hers, the programming was not set to English. And she mentioned something about, I think, the ING key to do that to make sure that you were in English.
There's a menu that you have to go into, I believe, with the Braille FOR sign. You have to hold that in. And once you get into that Hable menu, I believe that's where you change the language. I did not have to do that.
I'm your dumb average iPhone user who is curious about this versus a keyboard. I am somebody who sometimes does not double tap well. Even though I know my commands, there are just certain things that I don't do necessarily as well. So you would think, in theory, I would be the perfect person for this. But why this as opposed to just an iPhone keyboard?
You mean like a Bluetooth keyboard?
Yeah.
Well, try to find a keyboard that's small enough to stick in your pocket. You know, this thing is really small. It's 4 inches, as I said, from side to side, the length of it. So it's very small. You can stick it in a purse, shirt pocket.
And do you think it's easier to use than, like, if I were to hook me up to a HIMSS or something?
I do think it's easier to use. Okay. Some people don't like the fact that the way you use it is you don't lay it on the table. You hold it up and you have your fingers on the keys and your thumbs holding it steady. But you get used to that very quickly. I found no difficulty at all in getting used to that.
It doesn't matter like where you're holding it. Like you can kind of hold it in the air or up against you. None of that is affected by...
Okay. Yeah, sometimes I'll hold it up against my chest if I'm like in a moving car and being shaken around or something. But it's designed to be stabilized with your thumbs and operated with your fingers.
And have you done things like read in, you know, Bard Mobile with it?
Oh, yeah. I've used Apple Music. I've used Bard Mobile. You can start it continuously reading, and then I think that's a .1. If you hold it in, it starts reading wherever your cursor is, and it'll keep going until you press that command again. Now, if you're going to use it, you want to use it without taking your iPhone out, of course, you have to have a Bluetooth headset or be close enough to where your iPhone is to hear it.
Jerry, when you want to send a text... Mm-hmm. Or something like that, is you type Braille letters.
Absolutely. Or,
that's why I think it is much easier to use than the Rivo, because there I think typing was really, but that I can totally see. And is it about the same size, or is it, what about the weight?
It probably weighs less than 3 ounces. I mean, there's no weight to it at all. It's got a rechargeable battery in it, and I think they said it'll go for a month with normal use.
It reminds me of what I already do with Braille screen input on my iPhone SE.
You know, you've got keys instead of trying to do it on the...
Right. That's the only difference I see in terms of how it operates.
And I think that's a huge difference.
I'm terrible at Braille screen input.
I couldn't use Braille screen input at all on the phone. I just could never get the hang of it. And I also didn't like using a regular keyboard because I didn't like things hanging around my neck. The thing I really like about the Hable is that I can hold it in my hands. It stays rock solid. I can type accurately with it. That's reason in itself. I was willing to pay the extra money just to have a keyboard that I could use when I needed a keyboard. And I like that when I'm doing texting. I like it when I'm entering passwords. If I were going to do email on the phone, I would use it for that. I'm very happy with that for the reasons that I've just stated.
Certain editing chores in BSI are a real pain in the neck.
New England Low Vision now has it also.
Jerry, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome, and I'll
thank you, Jerry.
You all soon.